남기타 단에 미심진 탐지 내가 파다미 되어가나 다른 건 말도 없어 상기 이거 말은 뭐 채라 탑신라 마티바 단이 찍고 내지는 중에 반자 이제도 쉬운 삼아 되니라 최상기 쉬운 최신은 줄라 냠술림 반자오 냠이 삼아 자체가 자주 쓰는 공원 되니 내가 쓰는 데셈바 나온 쇼 간지 셈바 제일 최결인 반 되니 Tenju chumon ju lama dini shura cheban la den nama shiye pe nane sumba tenju nyo sheban de la. Tenju nyo sheban de la. Lini nambar shaba dan yalan gebar sheban namba. Ni dan yon sun zo bin java sumi pe nane niba yalan gebar sheba. Yenlan gebar sheban de la Topja choksum ge yenlan sheban dan Topsul ne shi gebar sheban ni yubi nani Topja choksum ge yenlan gebar sheban shu sende Niba topsul ne shi gebar sheban de Gebar sheban de la yang Ne shi gebar sheban de la Nansi su sabche namba sung sung Tumung du tenpa tang su su yu ngon sheba na dedagi penyun sheba namba sumi bin nani Dangbo Tumung du tenpa de kondo shu sen de da niba su su yu ngon sheba re Su su yu ngon sheba de la yang Tokja chun gi dun sheba da Tokbi ngon janchu gi dun sheba da Tokbi yan la yun gi dun sheba da Tokbi sheba chile sheba namba shi bin nani Tangbo chun yi dun shepan de shuwar chepi kapsun baabs.
Busy soon with the motivation of bodhicitta. Thinking, with the, so listening to this teaching was really very much the intention, the wish to lead all sentient beings who have been our parents to the state of temporary happiness as well as the ultimate happiness of complete enlightenment. So the text we're studying is the commentary to the Uttara Tantra Shastra, and that is also presented into four parts, the four main points, and we're in the third one, which is the actual explanation of the treatise. In the actual explanation of the treatise is three parts. First, the presentation of the of the body of the treatise, that is the meaning of the text in general, and then presentation of the limbs, the different parts and the different points individually, and then there is the conclusion. So we are in the second presentation of the limbs. And first, there's two parts in this. First, the presentation of the the first of the three jewels, which are the result, the fruition to be attained, and then the second part presents the remaining four points, which are the way in to attain this fruition. So we've come now to the presentation of the remaining four points and the detailed explanation of the other four points, comprising the way in which they are attained, and there are three sections in this explanation. First, there's explaining the general points concerning all four points, and then there's a presentation of each individually of their nature, and then thirdly, there's a presentation of the benefit. So, first is the we covered yesterday the explanation of the general point concerning all four. Points, and now we come to the individual presentation of each of the four points, and this has four sections also. First is an explanation of presentation of the Dhamma Dhatu, which is to be realized. Second, the enlightenment, which is the essential nature of the realization. Third, the qualities, which are the branches of the realization. And fourth, the activity, which is what brings about a realization. So we start with the first, the Dhamma Dhatu, which is to be realized.
Chugi ing senayang re 되네 시대월식 빈닝보 내게 류진 샘진 탐 젤라 차피 출디 다 가소리 가 탐이게 공제 니 나네야 가 탐아 생인 땜비게 너 줄라서 봐 다 된데 송기 원준 자로 슈빈 도세야다가 마 아무 빨진기 슈빈 도세야다가 내나신 되네 팔와던 디바 미빈 도세발라 소바다 디치네 신인 템빙 도 주 여대결에 대조기 공든 따도 제네 율 주기 인 신대월식 민인본데 다 샘젠 탐 젤라 차베 줄데 단단 줄 남미기 급수 리반 넘버 숨기 거네 되네 가서 살로 진행 누구여레 되게 되는데 다 시기여레
So this first point, the presentation of the Dharma Dhatu, which is to be realized, is as eight sections, eight parts into its presentation. The first is how the Dharma Dhatu pervades everything. So this first point shows how the Dharma Dhatu, or the call it, the ground of the Tathagata Garbha, is present within all sentient beings. And so this is the ultimate intent of the teachings of the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma, and the intent of the sutras of the third turning, such as the Ten Essence Sutras. Among the Ten Essence Sutras, there's the Sutra of Queen Sringamala Devi. There's the Sutra of No Increase and No Decrease, and so on. So those Ten Sutras of essence, the Ten Essence Sutras, as they're called, present how the Dharma Dhatu, or this ground of the Tathagata Garbha, is present within all sentient beings. By means, and there are three reasons why they are present in all sentient beings, three reasons that are used in order to show that actually this Tathagata Garbha is present within all sentient beings. So this is what we're going to see now. So this is the kind of the what is explained in this section.
Dela tembi sungi kab lalar toni tembi goni chuin deshi ningu ngu sarar zhe sone. Ta yul chugi in dawarashik bi ningu sengen de korang ge rangshin shi ondu dehi deyon de la dene ta ka sore. Dishinshi bi nyingbo de kechu sumden se ne shi yungi rwa ngo tongba rangshin ta ngo yugi nguye ne samlo tangwa yina tongba tanda yume ye tuba la soba tube ta shi na ye la soba tam jatam dali sha jugi dini tudil chembo se na yare ngo tongba ni yimba shi yungi yore dini rangshin ge nguye ne samlo tangwa yina rangshin dini gar sore tanda silwa se ne selvi ge cha gudang ye she ye ne dunre me ba gudang ye she ye yendren de da hlundup tu ye sha ba ji she de ra de rajin selwa che de ni tu ji kun chap sen yon de da de ge de kor de de kor de ge de be ge che tam je la ma cha ba me ba che ni ye ba yin de de ni ga so shi de war shi be ni bo kran ge ngo de na shi de war shi be ni bo de Kechu sumden sene ngô tongba rangjin selwa tuji kunchab sene she yungu re. Di nani tanda tongba chomden degi chugi korlo kor yungdu duljegi loyi rinba dan cham sene lo la tue che ne do khajigi nang lo la tongba chomden degi sungi kap lalara sone sungi kap sene re chugi korlo la samlo tangwa ina din chugur So, chukur ta nipi kapsu, chukur barbi kapsu sungyungu yore, doi wangdo tana, ta shirchin gindo, la sokpa tetsuogi nanglo la sungyungu yore. Ta tetsuogi nanglo la, shin dewar shibi ningbo ki, ta karsu ngoyi chane rwa, tongni tenbi goni sore, so shirchin gindo tetsu nanglo la, tongni dan, chudil, danda, yuta dan, meta dan, niga dan, nimi la soba ye, tashi, tuba tang, zidang ki, tam, tashi, tuba ge dan, la soba ye dan, kasore, tuba tam zidang zidang, tongba nigi nende, tembi kone, sore, yul chugi in dewar shibi, ningbo ge, 다 ngōwī kī chā, tā wā shī bē kī nīngbō tī kī ngō tōngbā nī yīndē kī yor wā dē kī chā tī, tā tsō sālwā rā tsē bā hām tēn yōng kī yor rē sōng sālwā rā tsē sōng
So So when teaching the Buddha sometimes spoke clearly of the Sugata-gabha's essence by teaching emptiness, and other occasions he gave clarifications on its nature by explaining its primordially present qualities such as the 10th strength. It's also another translation for when the Buddha taught, for some people he used the teaching on emptiness to explain the Dhamma that too, the Buddha's nature, true essence, and for others he taught whether that the qualities, the power, and so forth are primordially present in order to explain the Buddha nature's expression.
A bit louder, please.
Okay.
It's not working.
Okay. You go there and you repeat what I said. Okay. I was just reading this section. To read that again, when the Buddha taught, for some people he used the teaching on emptiness to explain the Dhamma Dhatu, the Buddha's nature, true essence. But for others, he taught rather the qualities, the powers, and so on, are primordially present in order to explain the Buddha's nature's the Buddha nature's expression. So that we had in the Lion's Roar is the same. The Buddha he taught when teaching about the Tathagatagarbha, then, as you know, we distinguish those three aspects to the Tathagatagarbha. There is essence, the nature, and the compassion. So that is the empty essence, the cognizant nature, and the compassion, which is all-pervading, the all-pervading compassion. He shows, so on some occasion when teaching, so the Buddha taught more about this aspect of the empty essence, so that the Tathagatagarbha in essence is devoid of inert existence, is free of all conceptual extreme. You could say the great freedom of all conceptual extreme, and you could say emptiness. And this is the teachings which is found mainly in the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dhamma. And in terms of sutra, there would be the sutras, the Prajnaparamita sutras. So this is so Buddha taught this on some occasions. On other occasions, then he taught more, he gave put more emphasis on the cognizant aspect of the nature. And that is the clarity aspect of the nature, which correspond to the kayas and wisdom, all those primordially present qualities. And then there is also the third aspect of the teaching is, or the third aspect of the Tathagatagarbha is the all pervading compassion. That is, that the Tathagatagarbha pervades everything. There's not a single phenomenon that it does not pervade, and that corresponds to this all-pervading compassion. So again, we have three aspects: the empty essence. The Tathagata has three aspects: the empty essence, which corresponds to the freedom from conceptual extremes, or the freedom from the four conceptual extreme, freedom from the eight conceptual extreme. Basically, the great freedom from conceptual extreme, which is also called emptiness. There is the cognizant nature that corresponds to the aspect of the kayas and wisdom, and the aspect of those primordially present qualities, the spontaneously present qualities. And then there is the all-pervading compassion that so pervades all phenomena. And so on some occasion, this is what the text is saying, on some occasion, what Mipam Rinpoche points out is that the Buddha taught put more emphasis on teaching the emptiness aspect, teaching more on the empty essence of the Tathagatagarbha nature. And that is when during the teachings that are called the second turning of the wheel of the Dharma, is so of the Prajnaparamita Sutra and so on. So those teachings are teaching which put more emphasis, which present more clearly the empty essence aspect of the Tathagatagarbha nature.
Dene sadembe ki sung lalar dene topso yenden yelendu dembe chane sung la dembe ki sung lalar ka tamige ta korola samlo tangaina tamache dola samlo tangaina zo singing dembe ki dola so ba de zore ta de zo gi nanglo la ka tamige ka so ten sha pe gi tongba ni senaya re ta ka so re Dorshi bingo, deshining bingo, tongba nim dela, ada tongba chanche ba dele mani ba cheni, ranjin gi chani, da topla so be, sanji gi, deni debut kapsu, da yubi yendun jidawa shindo, deni, dorshi bingo la yuchilchi, yen yendun de da yeni, yedendu, tembi chani son. That deshining bugi, de selvi gi cha, ranjin selvi gi cha, That they young girls on that Rajin Selvi, Selvar Zedis on that Rajin Selvar Senare, Rajin La Casore, than the Gudan Yeshigi and Dunla Sobol, Tundu Yeshaba, that the Motoma Rajin Selvi Chai, the Sinibugi, that Rajin Selvi Chadi is on this Selvar Zedis on.
And on other occasions, so, The Buddha presented clearly the nature by explaining its primordially present qualities, such as the ten strength. So, the on some other occasions, so the Buddha taught by putting more emphasis by presenting more clearly the cognizant nature aspect. Of the Tathagatagarbha, that is in those teachings of the final turning of the wheel of the Dharma, the teachings of Tathagatagarbha Sutra and so on, the sutras presenting the Tathagatagarbha, those are the teachings in which the Buddha taught more about that kind of clarity aspects. Because the Tathagatagarbha is not just a mere empty void, it's not just a void, not just empty, but there is actually at Buddhahood all those qualities which are present, and this is what the clarity aspect is showing, or this teaching on the clarity aspect are showing, is that actually there is also, it's not just an empty void, but there are also all those qualities, those primordially present, spontaneously present qualities which manifest also at enlightenment, and that there are also all those indwelling, naturally present, spontaneously present qualities. So this is a teachings that the Buddha gave on, so again, on other occasions, at other times. So at times talking about more the empty essence, and at other time talking more about this cognizant nature. And as in the, so those were the teachings more of the, called the final turning of the wheel of the Dharma.
Sung on the young, 동이 된지 주 다가 바바데라 응외된다 가서래 배된 선나만이 응외된 동이 차대서 로빈 딱 발견 파워로드 엄마를 쪽가 다 되긴 지단 가서래 다 엄마 태랑이 로빈데 다기 또 동이 다 뚫을게 차대 숙체 뭐 지냈다나 파비 온 거래 데니 다 배된 기차대 제삽 잠박 공격이 실신 기 가서 양 가서래 다 사람기 남자들 제시해 온 거래 데니 단다가 탐이기 공된데 또 로빈 루루기 최인대비 대발해 디나시 단다 다 델레장 게바당 셀바디 제섭 잠바고면 줄 라마기 나로라 다 가소레 에 가타미 공돌데 추 뒤니 대샤바 공바데 추 뒤니 다 나랑주 로라 차르데 보지 디디제니 가소 송샤바레스
So the Buddha presented those different aspects in the during the different turnings of the wheel of the Dharma, and so therefore the teachings of the Buddha are extremely profound and extremely vast, and because of that, difficult to grasp, and that is why the great followers of the Buddha, the bodhisattvas on the bhumis, wrote shastras. Text in order to help clarify the points presented in those vast and profound teachings of the Buddha. And so for the teachings of the intermediate turning of the wheel of the Dharma, so it says there's two traditions of explanation by the great followers of the Buddha. One is the profound approach, and the other is the vast approach. So the profound approach corresponds to the teachings on emptiness, and as the teaching is given by Nagarjuna and his followers, in the Nagarjuna in the root verses and the middle way and his followers. And there is the vast aspect of these teachings of the second turning, the vast approach, is found, for example, in the Abhisamayalankara of the regent Maitreya, teaching so the path in bhumis. And there is for the final turning of the wheel of the Dharma, then there are the teachings of Nagarjuna, like the praise of the Dharma Dhatu, and also going into more detail and explaining more clearly the teachings of Maitreya in so this teaching the Uttara Tantra Shastra.
That the Dene Temba ki sun de yang kasore jik shit de varshi bo ningbo jigla tongbi ki chatan selvi ki chani zeldu ten sun shakba rela deni jenju kheba ki telwon de yang dit jigla nika sore tongbi ki chatan Shidewarship in Nibuchila, Tongba Tang, Selvi Chani, the Nikomba Hagachini, Kasore, Zeldun Chini, Telgiore, Dini, Shidewarship in Nimbo Chigi Tengdu, Tongba Tang, Selva, the Shidewarship in Nimbo Chigi Tengdu, Kalwa Mebachini, the Nikasore, Yue Digure, Yueba Nashin Chini, the Nikasore, Sundu Juk Gujans or Yueba Nashin Chini around Tugia. 다 신곡이 열에지 말아라 아 신곡이 열에 대 이나양 다 된들지는 신대월시비 닝보기 땡도 낭동 송도 죽비기 다 가서 그래 송도 죽바 세나야리 데니 송도 죽바 에르메도 여샤반디 에르메비 네디 송래 사블레 신도 사블라 송다 사바 레장 하장게 똑바 레장 똑바 까와지 그러나 사바 레장 신도네 사바지 이마 인디 된 데랑 안한 쪽이 네가 소래 에 삼로디 케제니 답된베기 손샤베기 된데 좋다 젠주 케베기 가소리 텔샤베 된디 고 마추네 네가 소래 갈메 찍도 아 나와다 똥바디니 가로 갈메 지찌기 땡도 이체 제도면도 제발 이체 만예베 왕기 Deni, she devours she bending body. Parna lupam lurup la sobe umi shung ne Tini tongpa nyi di gaso re Ngo o re Tanda jatab jambab gombyo ki Tini gaso re Juy lama di nang lo re Di na xe ka thame ki ne Sel cha di shuk chenpo jine ten hong du Di deshi nyingbo korangi Ngo tongpa nyi sing di shira kecha shegi o ma re Sel cha di shuk chenpo shegi hong du Deshi nyingbo ki ngo di tongpa re men du Tini deshi nyingbo ngo sing di Tendruk jere du sing di Tendruk takpar dungi dendri yang du sung re la takpar dang sung
So these teachings given by the Buddha and his great followers so have are different in terms of emphasis. Teaching so which emphasize more the empty emptiness aspect and the empty essence, and other teachings which present more this cognizant nature. This is a division so that was found in the teachings of the Buddha and that his followers also continue. But it is a division in terms of the emphasis of the teaching. That they are talking of one of the same thing, but different aspect of this one one thing. So this is why the text says there is no contradiction. They do not contradict each other. It's just a different emphasis. It's just a different aspect that is taught in more detail. That is, but it doesn't mean that this contradicts, that invalidates the other teachings. And so, so it is important to understand that these two aspects do not contradict or exclude each other. But are actually a union. They are the this unity, Zungdu Juba in Tibetan. This is that they are not two different things, but just two different aspects, two different ways of looking at it. And in the teachings, so the great masters have followed this kind of this distinction. But again, not because they are teachings. It is two different teachings, but it is on the basis of the same. Tathagata Gaba, the same ground of the Tathagata Gaba, then they teach those two different aspects, the aspect of empty essence and the aspect of cognizant nature. And but then if we a lack of confidence in this point, or if we don't understand that, if we don't, you know, trust this, then we might actually misunderstand those teachings. We might think, for example, that in those teachings by the by Maitreya, then because he's emphasizing the cognizant nature aspect, the clarity aspect, then he's talking in terms of, he's saying that there are qualities, he talk about the great self and so on, and we may think that actually this self is truly existent and so on, because Maitreya said it, but that would be misunderstanding that those two aspects, the aspect of empty essence and the aspect of cognizant nature, do not contradict each other. It's just in different teachings the emphasis is put on one or on the other, but not that they are teaching two different things.
Kudang yeshegi yendun delmi yedindu mepe tongba changchendu ta umi gi shung dinzune tudul dizu be shukchenbo chine zeldu ten ta tongni di tenla kasore tongbi gi chadi tenla pab yungu yorwa yongdu ta kasore digi ta kowa di kandrejila samlo tangi yorisena shidewarshi pe nyingbo senare nelu tartuban dela kudang yeshe ta nelu tartubbe chuin dela kudang yeshegi yendun Sengende ta tsani meba chi delme yedindu meba sore ne ta kudang yeshegi yendun sengende yene denba am yene yeba chi mayinba chi ni tongba changchedu kasur mra dengi tongba changchedu de dengi ge ta deba dendre chi ni chigi midong denrup to ta denrup takbar de shangi chi na tongba changchedu de dengi dene namba nyi jungdu sungre dene yundu ta dezo kaso re zawe jagar nanglo la ta rangdong dan shendong sengengi ta nyende ta shukchenpo mebare 또 벌라다 랑동다 신동기 계좌들 레뷰를 뛰는데 단다 미동 덴룹도 다 덴룹 딱벌 대등인데 알람 신동기 초라다 되네 동바 창지도 문화 되는데 랑동기 초 다 덴데 지네 집 가서래 눈 짐기어래 라 대바 니가를 송래 다 디 니샤라 아 랑동다 신동기 대바 니샤라 아 타 직도 대신 인부기 모디 미동바 덴룹 이인바 룹이 룹제디야 민도 소라 룹제기 다 롱당 르바 남다야 민도라 데 나신 랑동기 대바 나신 제니 에 구당의 시 연도의 생이 데 매바 동바 창 제바지 메가 잠시기 에 가서 룹이 룹제 남다야 민도 소래 룹제 남다 롱당 르바 매라 데 마제 데니 대조라다 룽나 리베기 뇌바덴데 뇌제 통신소 뇌바요레소래 데윤데 다 데게 뇌바디 뇌라 뇌바함 다 뇌나 툼바 마인시베 뇌레샤노와
And so those fall into the an eternalist view and others by thinking that it's just empty and is not primordially endowed with the qualities of the kayas and the wisdom fall into the view of nihilism. And so that is that the in the same way also the others who just look a little bit too intently at the freedom of conceptual elaboration, the emptiness teachings, and only think that this is the ultimate truth, and just by looking at that and just thinking everything is empty, everything is emptiness, and they just get to the point of thinking that actually also all the qualities do not exist, are not established, and they are not primordially present, and so on. And so they deny this aspect of the clarity. In this way, fall into a view that is nihilist, denying so the existence of all those primordially present enlightened qualities, and so that is by also again focusing too much on those Vajjamika teachings, and so this is the way that those people may look in a little bit too. Extreme way at those teachings and not understand that there are two aspects of the same thing. And even though so in Tibet there was no the distinction of between Rangtung and Shentung didn't exist, yet in Tibet there is this distinction. And the first aspect, the first that we mentioned, those people who consider that actually the Buddha nature has a true essence, that it is not empty but is truly existent, permanently existent, that would correspond to the Shentong view. And those who consider that actually the qualities are not primordially existent, they do not exist, that everything is this great freedom from conceptual extremes, just emptiness, this would correspond to the strong Rangtongpas, the Rangtong. And so these are the ways that that they understand things, but if we look a little bit closely at these two positions, then we see that the assertion that actually the Buddha nature or the qualities of the Buddha nature and the Buddha nature itself is truly existent, permanently existent, is cannot be established, cannot be proven, and this can be refuted. And likewise, also to say that actually everything is just empty, it's just emptiness. Everything is just empty, is also not something that we can prove and establish, and something that that can be refuted by means of reasoning.
You said that in Tibet there was no distinction between the Rangtung and Shentong before the recording. So that is missing any of. At first in Tibet there was no distinction, and then but in Tibet.
Yeah, there was no distinction in India and
India.
Tibet.
Sorry, the Hindi shorts.
Yeah.
The Hindi shorts.
The shorts, sorry.
Even though in Tibet, it's not.
Nigana.
Oh, I don't know.
That's
not. Да ина тисода сэнгэн арог касэн сэнгэн арог номро рошади кас та чазан пер мас севочен шарги ясар а мо томбад ранжин йенден йеденги нимбо рови камна ю бала сонэ да жамгын мемар мочи та зо гунхен лончен бада нига сори чик Nimi Rinzin Juba Tizogi, that Shibana Shinchi, didn't I say that Kaju Cholan Paji in the Shigi Yimbari, Rama Kandarjan, Kunkin Longchen Begay, Shiba Tor Churbe, in Jangu Murmuchi, Sundu, Tumbege, Kabartani, Sunsha Begay, Mo Tombata, Rajin Selvigi, Yendun, Kasore, the Shining Bone Day, Moe Chani, Tombata, Rajin Chani. Yondun yeni denba yinba chirwa dendrigi chugi ing senayari shin dewarishibi ningbo senayari ningbo osunren roi kamna yobala suyundi semjin tamjigin juna ta yondun na juan sengen dila ta digang zane medengi jikba jikjang chenayarwa ta sangye ki kasugure jibu ngundu jiba sangye gin luna Kudang Yishik Yundun to the Kandi Juba D Gasore. Dilla Yundun in Drang me Drang the Sula Samla Tawaine Mangyungi Kebra Kang Mebajini Joy Kamna Yuba La Sona that the Tabi Shi the worship in Nimbo Singh Joy Kamna Yuba La and Nuji Meting Dubji Yanda Batongidu Sona Yanda Yuba Tong Song.
So the way to understand this is following the great masters of our tradition, the omniscient Longchenpa and Mipam Rinpoche as well. And if we look at what Mipam Rinpoche explains, giving his explanation following Longchenpa, we see that actually what two different sets of teachings are presenting is one is presenting the empty essence and the other one presenting more putting more emphasis on the cognizant nature. But it is so in teaching the empty essence, then they're showing how this Tathagatagarbha is devoid of inherent existence. It is free of all elaboration. And in teaching the nature, when teaching the cognizant nature, then it shows how it is primordially endowed with all the qualities, all those qualities which are present without increase or decrease in all sentient beings, without being better or worse. And so this is so the way that that this is taught, and this is the way that Mipam Rinpoche says we should understand this distinction.
Tan de la Nuji meba mazi, the Dujigi, Ripa yang, the Bayushawa. There's Ribadi, the Kasore, Karishago Gresena. Jesup Jambakumbi, Jude Lamay and Nangrola, than the Takasur Nanzo, Doshin be subject D tenimarera. Zosan Kuso Riba Sungi is on it. Zosan Kuni Toyichir Dijin Ye Machirdan, Riguchin Legion in Tato Sangi Nimbo Chensene, Zobi Sanji Kutovi Chirdan, Dijin Nidla, Eri Maybe Chirdan, Rig Yubi Chir, the name Lugin Semjin Tamje, she the worship in Nimbo Chin Yimbaji, Dubu. That is the same thing. 낭동 에르 미체베게 니 시데워시베 닝보 에르메게 다 인 가소레 모이 차네 네 드바 탐전한들 동니 에나 나위 차네 연된 흔룩도 여샤베기 니 릭시교바 두두교레서 리바 숨기 때에서 숨기 쓰는데다 리바 디남바 숨기 니 샘징게 캄라 아 시대월시비 닝보 연된 예된도 여샤바치 니 가서 두두교레스 네 두두교레스 오래 숨기 때에서
So this nature so is present in all sentient beings as their element or their rig or
come
Then, so how is it that so this Tathagatagarbha, which has so those two aspects, this empty essence, this freedom of all elaboration, and this cognizant nature, as well as all-pervading compassion, how is it present in sentient beings? How can we say that they are present in sentient beings? Well, this is established or shown by means of three reasons that are given in this verse, which says that the because they have the kaya of the perfect Buddha, because the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant and that suchness is indivisible, and that they have the potential. Therefore, as sentient beings have the Buddha as their very essence. So, this So this verse is giving the three reasons. In this verse, Maitreya is giving the three reasons why so sentient beings have as their element constituent this Buddha nature. Saying first how actually because this kaya of the Buddha, this Buddha kaya is radiant, and second because suchness is indivisible, and thirdly because they have the gotra, the potential, then they have this shows that actually all sentient beings have already present within their self this Tathagatagarbha nature.
Mm-hmm. 직바 숨기 때에 다 직바 숨기 거네 샘진 탐지 그 줄라 시 대월시 빈 뭐 생인데 되니 유바 단다 줄라미기 나로라 아 가서레 살보치니 숨여레 와 살보치니 디기 테니 숨여레 때때 마시기 에 가서레 예체 뭐 인숨바레 와 아 다 줄라마기 나로라 된데치니 숨샤반데 다 예체 뭐지 임바인데 오늘체나 디기 낭로라 디기 테네 리바숨 디 가소리 숭샤비기 테디네 다 개발나 수기 이나야 줄라미기 달바 텐데지 짬 다 가소리 달바 자고니 디 테네 믹스기 셀드윈 체네 디니 가소리 직 다 된다데서 시에고기 요래 시에고기 요래 때 이나야 다 나라바 가지기 딜라 나라바 남 소라노 나라바 남 에, 예시 추구 율군라 차바 짬낭 손다 가라바요 또디 랑동기 다가서 초레 하 당은기 응응라 삼로 당와이나 아 가서레 뭐 로네시라나다 데 이가 또 공기 로마다 제바제 또 주바다 제바제 치수 아니 지르무체 주바다 제바제 제당당 제바제 내 난신 다 사제의 초네 저는 jidang jamya sa pendita ki juu lami ki dewa tsam shashu dadang dindida chikandi ina yang kaso re ta riki duen shi yung di jamya sa pendita ki yang halam ta tongwa changshe ba yinba ji sung yung yung re sung ba re ta dindi chini kaso re ta tizu ki kaam tarja ngara ba tizu ki tsawa digi teni ta draba chabong di yeshe chugu zoksan kuni chowi chiriri si yung di Zobi Sanji, Yeshi, Chugu, Digi, Yultam, Jella, Chavas, and Rua, Yultam, Jella, Chavas, and Ere, the Yeshi Chugu, the Alm Kembi, Chasso of Jimbare, the Yulkunla, Chava, Zam, the Digi, Delsha, Du, Sore, the Nanshi, Ripa Niba, Dejin, Nit, Ere, maybe Chirr, singing the Dejin, Tongjang, Zamdu, Rick Tawata, Dejin, Nit, Sion, the ai sanji gi dejin yin ba yin na ya de di simjin gi dejin yin ba yin na ya ni cha tong ba chang che ba yin ba ji ro a me bar ka kwa cham shi gi yu ta ka kwa cham shi gi tong ni yin ba ji de ni ga so le de de chen ni sung xiang du so le ri da wa zang ri da wa dang sung
So the there's been so basically the so these three reasons are explained in great detail in the in the Uttara Tantra Shastra. The Uttara Tantra Shastra presents clearly and in detail those three reasons, and whoever you know kind of tries to attempts to explain this this text, the Uttara Tantra Shastra, needs to understand this, needs to understand those three reasons and explain it in accordance with those three reasons that are given in the in this verse, but. However, says early Tibetan commentators interpreted the first point, the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, to mean simply that Dharmakaya wisdom pervades all objects. So, Tibetan commentators or masters basically refers to the Rangtong. Who the followers of the Rangtong who consider that the first line refers to the fact that the Tathagata Gaba correspond to emptiness, to this mere absence of existence and mere negation of existence, and that this pervades all phenomena, all things, and so this is so the understanding, for example, of Ngok Lotsawa and his followers, and can say also of Sakya Pandita, even though it might not be completely like following the same tradition than the Ngok Lotsawa, yet it still, in the way he explains, it's still very much mostly focusing, emphasizing the fact that the Tathagata Gaba is this is just this empty. This just this emptiness, emphasizing the emptiness aspect, and so those consider that the just to say that the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant means that the Dharmakaya basically pervades all objects, pervades everything, and so it is just in the way of an absence of existence, this mega, this refutation of existence, just refuting. This fact that all things do not truly exist, all things do not exist. This is this refutation of existence, this absence of existence pervades all phenomena. And this is the way they understand the first verse, the meaning of the first verse. That means that this absence of existence pervades all phenomena, or phenomena devoid of existence, of themselves.
Ta rikpa sumba dika so rik yu che chawa diyan sāṅ jārūṅ yīmbā tsaṁ lā xie nē sōng rā dā dī kā sō rē yuandēn yedēn dūmā jī gī rāng jī yīmbā yuandēn yedēn yīmbā shī mā yīmbā chē nē dā ngā sō lāṅ dhūp chē wō dī rīmbā chē nē sāṅ gē rūṅ yīmbā tsaṁ shī lā xie dū sōng rē tsaṁ lā xie nē shūṅ gī nīngbō ndī tē nē dā kā sō rē xie nīng tēn bī gī ndō rē dī nā shī jū lāma dī gī dā kā sō shungi ta jojegi nyingbo sorabji ko de chi dewarship nyingbo gi ten yong gyorwa chi dewarship nyingbo de la semjin tamje la yebi gi chul jik she ong de ta shung de gi nyingbo sena re shung de gi jojegi zo la ji cha de gyore de gi te de ne ni ngone che na da nega ti zo lang ne de she ta ga so re pe ma si ge ba cha go re de de re de ina ya ta ne malang ba che ne so ne malang ba ta chik nyung de de che ne ishi chukuki kunla chaba seyanda kasa tanda re ishi chukuki chukunla chaba seyanda da desenye tongchang tsamshiki da kaso re rik tawi chiri seyanda da rik yubi chi sang jarung tsam yimbi chiri seyanda tende chila da dhali chini nyungu ngagi mra shado song re nyungu ru mra wo song mwari tanda che yu shanang nangma
di tambo di di So again, the first two points are that the first saying, so the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant. That is, that it pervades so all phenomena. That it is all pervading, pervading all objects, all phenomena. And the second, that suchness is indivisible. So refers to focus more on the fact that what is they understand it to mean that it is suchness is just the absence of existence. It is just this. Emptiness, these empty aspects, and doesn't actually refer to all the qualities and so on. And so this is the way they understand the first two points. And the third point, that they have the nature, that they have the potential, that means that they simply that they can reach enlightenment. This is the only way that they understand it. It's just simply that they can reach enlightenment. They have the capacity. It is possible for sentient beings to reach enlightenment. So if you really understand the deeply those teachings on the on the Tathagatagarbha, those teachings of the Uttaratantra Shastra, then there's a great deal of explanation to give about those three reasons. But then actually they do not, those early commentators do not really grasp the main point, the very essence, you know, the key point of those teachings. And so just understanding, again, that the first reason, the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, to means that the Dharmakaya basically pervades, is all pervasive. That the suchness is indivisible, to mean that suchness is just a megak, an absence of existence. And that that they have the gotra, or that they have the potential, just to mean that they can reach enlightenment. They have the capacity. Sentient beings have the capacity to reach enlightenment. And so, in this way, they fail to really understand the key point, the crucial points of those teachings, fail to understand those deep and greater kind of explanations.
Mm. Dene de la chu chu gui kun la chawa chang wi rik cheni ba me du jing song re nanda ngara ba de zu gi song de dene ri ba dang bu bi den de da yi shi chu gui chu kun la chawa chang ji se ga re se na da sem jen tham je sang gi gi ning bo jen re se ne im bi jum sen ga re se na yi shi chu gui chu kun la cha bi che re se ne da song sha re ro duya ngoma gharu dhubgyo rese na lujen tsene, dhizawa khurani lujen tsene sung yorwa chojun lujen tamji sangi ge nyingbo jen rese degi jumsen gharu se na 가르쳐요. 조선 구토위 체레스. 조선 구토와 생이 된다 가르에서 용디 되게 다 예시 추구 유초 담절에 차바레스네 송샤바레. 대점식이 릭체니바 쪽투구 민도 샘진 에다 가르쳐요. 상계롱이 맞죠. 쪽투구 민도 제바레. 에다 딜라 장면에 보면 뭐지 이게 동전 생긴가로 돼서 나눠라다 계시지네. 가르쳐요. 지금 각바 차고인데 에 이시 추구 차비 차바 잠지기 릭체니바 미샤비 중생 가르세나 미차비 중생 가르세나 이시 추구기 차바데라 단 넘버 니 삼로 땅은 두 숨바르라 이시 추구기 차브스용리 이시 추구데다 아 신주기 다 상기기 캠바 데라야 상기기 캠바 라 찍고해도 디나신 에니 가서 란주라단다 ngombar misewi chul senayare dibigi bubna yue shabi dini ngowe chane samlo tangwa yana shidewar shibi nyingbo di ta chugu yinsini shegi yorwa di layang goya ta kodang namba nyindu jebare yorwa ta kodang namba nyindu sungre nangon di yin jimjok shana
So in this regard, merely that the Dhammaka pervades object does not establish any definitive affinity or rik in and in mere approximate emptiness there is nothing whatever of the meaning of affinity. So this so those earlier Tibetan commentators, when explaining this verse, as we just said, for the first reason, they understand it to mean the first line to mean that actually the Dhammakaya pervades all objects. But this actually doesn't work as a reason to establish that all sentient beings have the Tathagatagarbha nature, because it says here that it pervades the Dhammakaya, pervades all objects, and here they use it to establish that all sentient beings, all those sentient beings. Have this Buddha nature, because the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, which means because the Dhammakaya pervades all objects. So this is what they say, that you know it is a reason to prove that sentient beings have this Tathagatagarbha nature, have the capacity to reach enlightenment, and so they have this capacity to reach enlightenment. They have this Tathagatagarbha nature because the Dhammakaya pervades all objects. And so for the refutation, it is presented clearly so by Mipham Rinpoche in The Lion's Roar. And he says, so first point, that he says that we need to distinguish between the primordial wisdom Dhammakaya in the continuum of others and the Dhammakaya primordial wisdom in one's own continuum. So this distinction needs to be made, the primordial wisdom of Dhammakaya in the continuum of others and the primordial wisdom of Dhammakaya in one's continuum. And Mipham Rinpoche showed that in both cases it doesn't work. The reason that they use doesn't work.
The Yishi Chuguki, Dango the Sanjigi, Shen Sanjigi, Jula Jones in Bassanare, the Dibi Bublin Dolshabi, Yishi Chugu, the Sangigi, Tuguna Yoshabi, Yishi Chugun Digi, Chukuna Chabi Cherries and the Lavi on the Tana, the Deadam Shigi, Dini Gasore, Jumsen Deadam Shigi, Sangirun in Bachikan, Dupu Mendoza, Sang. Da dezam chigi sang gerung imba duba ina songre duba ina deni da sanji gi yeshi chugu dege sugni namkeng gi bardu dubi chue tam jela machaba mebare sado rida la so tamji kengi yore ro ai kengi yore kebi yulu jubare 디기 줌쟁기 다 사도르라라서 버티죠. 상게와 니 탄로사리 숨바라 디는데 디쪽이 데 이제 주국이 율도 줄바 잠시기양 아 상게 임바 둑둑이 면도 숨래. 알아?
다 세워지.
예시 주국이 율꾼을 잡았으니, 여러분, 당보대 데려와. 니기 온도다나, 예시 주국이 상기기, 딱 두 캠바레, 디베기, 부블랙 돌샤죠. 상기기. 상기기, 딱 최탐질라, 캥기오레스, 딱 갈소레. 여러분, 딱 상기기 최탐질 캥온디, 사도리라 라소바드제 캥기오레. 아, 딱디 예시 주국이 최탐질라 차비점생기, 상기, 임바 룩, 상기롱 임바 룩나, 사도르라라서바 대조야 예시시국이 캥교열의 윤리주발의 대조야 다 상기 마탄도사리에스 디니디 디기한 중생놈다 샤투민도스 디니 니바데 랑주기 최고디니 단다 가서 디베기 부블라 만드로와레 디베기 부블라 만드로라 디베기 부블라 내용디 거기다 최고기 된차상 제도교 말을 최단지 캥교요 말을 와 디니디 딜라니 다 가서레 따라 태좀사기도 세니 리바 당보 디기 밑에 비 차디 쪼나 바니 데니 진 된도
So the to the first the primordial wisdom in the continuum of others, that is this primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya in those who have already reached enlightenment, the completely enlightened Buddha, where for whom their nature is completely manifest, as opposed to the primordial wisdom of Dhammakaya in one's own continuum, which is covered in the sheath of obscuration. So it's still in the covered with obscuration. So if we look at the, so in the first case, so the wisdom of the Dhammakaya in the continuum of others, that is the wisdom of the Dhammakaya of the Buddhas, those who've reached enlightenment, they it pervades all objects because they know in their omniscience all objects. And so this Dhammakaya primordial wisdom pervades all objects. But we cannot say that this is a reason for sentient beings to be able to reach enlightenment, because then the consequence would be that stones and so on would also be able to reach enlightenment. Again, the if we say, well, all sentient beings have can reach enlightenment because this Dhammakaya primordial wisdom of the Buddhas pervades them, then the consequence would be that since this primordial wisdom of the Buddha also pervades stones and other objects, and so therefore those objects, the stones and so on, would also have the capacity to reach enlightenment if the reason for reaching enlightenment would be to be just pervaded by this primordial wisdom of the Buddhas. So that's for the when the primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya in the continuum of others. For the primordial wisdom of the Dhammakaya in one's own continuum, then it is, at the moment, it is not manifest. We cannot see it. So to use that as a reason is a little bit difficult. It's a little bit, there's a doubt regarding the reason, or you can't really use that as a reason because it's not manifest. It's not something that you can base any kind of reasoning on because you can't see it.
Dini tongba namdang ba zamla rigin den ganyo mebadang sore. Ta tongba namdang ba suyun di ngzo dendam de la namdang mayin ba suyun chik chik yor. Namdang mayin bi dendam de dendam tartu ban dire. Nangdong song du yubi ye rangshin dire. Namdang ba suyun di dini yueba kakbe ki yueta kakba zam ki ta mechang de la denmen de la namdang ba suyun shek yor. Ta de kona ni ermebe chere suyun di rigba niba de la 데코나니 동장 대당 가서 동장 좀 되라 딱고 저기 델로고요. 데오디 동장 되게 나 샘진기 캄나 내바다 샘진기 캄라 차바세네 샘진기 줄라 여샤베기 디진이 동장 대당 상지기 줄라 여샤베기 상지기 줄라 여샤바데 디진이 동장스게 다 디니 에르메바레 세데 dīyīn bī chūm tsēngi, dē sēm jīn dē sāng gē rōng yīn sēne xē yu yā rē. Dē tsam chī gyāng rī kī tuyān kāng yā chē tūgū mī ndū sōng rē. Rī kī tuyān kāng yā mē bā dāng sōng yō dē, rī kī tuyān mē bā dē, dā kāng dē sōng bā rē sōng yō dē, jām gōng mī hō rō mō chē yī, dē sōng shā rē. Tāndā, kōrāng chū gī kāng dē sē yu yā rē sē na, rī kī sēng yīn dī gār sō rē. Pēr nā, sābyōng gī, nyū gu kē wā nā shīn chē nē. Sabin ki nyugu kye wundi, sabin ki tengdu nyugu mea bare. Mea bare de, sabin korang la jukeen de su zom mungde rima, shindu jurni, dini nyugu kye wa nyugu lo gopo dhugu yore. Di nanshin jini, danda rik singin di, dini tongba changche bachi, yendin hundub ki cha sena yore, kudang yeshe ki cha kaya mea bare. Mea bare de, de la, ngalang su ken choni sawa yina, de la, di rima shindu da, mechang ki tongin di, dini yin. Ya kasore da sangi ki sala yendun ke dog yore sene she gyore she gi yore te di mechang singin di tongwani tumaji takbi ki cha sha go gore takbi ki cha sha ba di takbi ki cha la di ken chonin di zuge da jawa che singin di te gi yo mare sero di yendu ken jawa che ne rig la ken chonin ki jawa che ne sangi trup singin di ge sha tu gu min do je bare
ディチグレ。あ、で、で、で、てね、じゃあ、もう、もう、ちげ、はらん、たるば、なんば、すん、さち、たんしゃ、とは。そう。どしゃばいな。うん。たんなも、てれ。うん。かす、ディシニコ。うん。ディシニギ、なんろ、はらん、じぴげ、なんろ、ちょ、だち、すん、たんしゃ、とは、すん、だち。
And in mere approximate emptiness, there is nothing whatever of the meaning of affinity. So the or the gotra. So that is refutation of their understanding of the second line. Suchness is indivisible, and so there also because to maintain that such an absence of existence is what we call the Tathagatagarbha. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't correspond to what we understand as, you know, as the gotra or as this potential. So to explain the way that they understand again, the way they understand the second line, suchness is indivisible, is to simply refer to mean that this suchness is. Says the approximate emptiness. So, as you know, we talk about the approximate ultimate and the ultimate in itself, and so that corresponds to the understanding of the ultimate is the what we call the approximate ultimate, and this is the absence of existence, omega. And this absence of existence, omega, is present in all sentient beings. This is the suchness of all sentient beings, and it is also the suchness of the Buddhas and so on, and. Because, so it says, this suchness is indivisible. Therefore, the suchness in sentient beings and the suchness in the Buddhas is indivisible, can't separate them. Therefore, sentient beings can reach enlightenment. So this is the way they understand. So the second point, and Mipham Rinpoche's refutation. The several points that he made is mainly in the lines row. And among those is mainly 3 points. The first one being that, those who explain this second line in this way, saying that suchness refers to this absence of existence, which is present in sentient beings and in Buddhas and is indivisible, also consider that the gotra is like a potential, like a seed. They compare it to a seed, and which grows into a sprout. And so that the sprout is not present in the seed, but then through the causes and conditions that are offered by the path, you know, the path provide the causes and condition for this seed to ripen at Buddhahood and all those qualities to manifest at Buddhahood. But if this suchness is, as they say, this absence of existence, this kind of nothingness, this uncompounded permanent thing, then that cannot, do the have the capacity to act as a cause and to produce all those qualities at enlightenment, and so therefore it is impossible to reach enlightenment. If you understand this, that's the first point that Miparamacha makes. So basically to say that this gotra potential is just a mere absence of existence, this uncompounded permanent absence of existence, then doesn't work. This does not correspond to what we understand usually as being the gotra or the potential. The gotra or potential is this capacity to reach enlightenment, that seed that is in sentient beings that will allow them to become Buddhas. And so that's the first point. The second point that Miparamacha makes is that also if you understand the gotra to simply refer to the absence of existence, to the lack of inherent existence, well, this is something that is also found in material phenomena, earth, stones, and so on, not just in sentient beings. And so that means that those earth, stones, and so on also have the capacity to reach enlightenment because they have the potential, just as sentient beings. But this is not something that they accept. They do consider that it is only sentient beings who have the capacity to reach enlightenment. And so to understand this reason, the suchness is indivisible in this way, fails to actually show that sentient beings have the only sentient beings have the capacity to reach enlightenment. It fails to describe properly the gotra, the potential.
Deni da kasore nuje zora da kasore sumba derwa saltong irmi bi nelu riksun de na yang namshe da yeshi kin de chewi yeshi njumi duman jelan de na detar Dengan data ini mungkin soal sendu gini, mungkin cendu jurusan yang sudah dige dalam kasur Selton ermebi nelu de ta semgi selcha chig yorwa selcha de da middle wi tongba dini ermeban de la ta arso rik sene shagi yore ta sanji gi rik sene ere sangi tobi judi ta degi chegi yore sene labi ondo tana sore dhe na yang ta de la selwa singin de la ta kar so re yang samla ta yo re so re selwa di na ta chik to yeshe gi selwa yin be chab gyo ma re selwa de la nam shi gi cha je da yeshe gi cha na ba ni yo so re yeshe da nam shi na yeshe gi de che wi yeshe gi ta char jur bi gi selwa di yin ba yi na tini jur me du ma je kar so re cha gyo re yeshe gi char jur ba yi na ni dumajige ranjin re jurwa mebe ge ranjin re dindu deni jurwa meba yeshe ge selwa de dang tongba de erme do ga so re ji erme yimba de ri gin sin de ba ina de pa ji ta ga so re digi yo re so re ba de dar yin me ge so yo de di na a jalwi ge ka dang jinju ke be ge deni ke ba che den ge gomba du jo da tun ge yo re dindu Dedar in mögi, tadi digio reso. Di maimba chena yang, shendu, kuba dan nuba meba. Takaso yang, semgi, yeshegi, selcha maimba chene, semgi, selcha de dan, tongba de sundu juba ina, yang, dig yang, sanji duba la, kuba dan, sanji duktubigi, nuba de de, kanya, yo mare, dian, dig mare so. Yang gede. Namshi dan selwa selcha de la namshi ge selcha dan yeshi ge selcha se nam ni re yeshi ge selcha ina ka dan jinju ki bi gomba dan thung gyo re se den be ka dan jinju ki bi gomba dan thung gyo re de ti gyo re se yeshi ge selcha mai ba che ne dan namshi ge selcha de yin ba ina yang di gyo ma re che ba ti me bi jum zin de namshi ge selcha de la a ri se ne ta sanji ba so re sangi gi yuen den se ne Sangye dhubi ki nubha dhinti yoma rye so re. Gyoba dhan nubha mebi gyundi gyoba yin so.
Even if the natural state of indivisible clarity and emptiness is taken as the affinity, and if of the dichotomy of consciousness and primordial wisdom, primordial wisdom is considered to be unchanging and uncompounded, there will be the fault of ineffectiveness in that something other than this being so will be required.
Yeshigi selchay, namshigi selchay na digiyo ma res. Yeshigi selchay di na jurni dumanchi res. Di yundi ta sandi gi kadang, jenju gibi kumba ta tungi yore. Namshigi selchay di la rikki gyuni kaay me es.
So that can read as follows, that it says, it is completely correct to posit the primordial wisdom as opposed to the ordinary wisdom or sherab as being unchanging and compounded, since this can be found in the scriptures and is established by reasoning. But however, to think that causal phenomena, so in that case momentary instances of consciousness, inseparable from the empty aspect, can progressively transform into Buddha, is not a very deep thinking. So here says that the Here we make the, we can make the, so this is the third interpretation that they bring, that is that if we consider, they were considering suchness to just mean the absence of existence. But even if we go as far as thinking that this is the union of clarity and emptiness, here also we need to investigate a bit further. And Miparamashi says that if we say that this suchness is the unity of clarity and emptiness, when clarity is the clarity of primordial wisdom, because you have clarity of primordial wisdom and clarity of ordinary consciousness. Yeah? Clarity of primordial wisdom and clarity of ordinary consciousness. So if we look first at the clarity of primordial wisdom in union with emptiness, then that's fine. That corresponds to the intent of the teachings of the Buddha. This is what is found so in the scriptures. This is what is established by reasoning. So this can function as the cause for enlightenment, the union of the clarity of primordial wisdom and of emptiness, but not the unity. But the union of the clarity of ordinary consciousness and its empty aspect, that cannot work. That cannot act as the cause for Buddhahood, for sentient beings, just this, just simply the clarity aspect of ordinary consciousness, united to its empty aspect.
Tadi gyuni mebi gyumtsen de karayasun di, gyuni mebi gyumtsen di, ta seldang sung du jubasyon di, ta di nija, selwi ki cha de, sem ki selwa jimba yin di, ko duje cha re, sem ki Tandaki sell don't soon to Jubas, right? Nam Shigi Savadina, the Jechare. Dead on soon to Jubigi, then Mindy, Tomaji, Tong Jang, the right, Tomaji Chari. Do you do that? Rick singing the cost Sanji, Jubigi, Juchi shower, right? Sanji Kiji, Juchi shower. June Chowundu, that sell don't soon to Jubanigi, Tongba digi, Tongba digi, that Kibigi Chava can check your money. Kibigi Chava, Majidu. Tongbatila rigi di kasore gyoba kaya mendo uche barwa rigi gyoba kaya mendo uche re dini selwa di da pa kasore dedo rigi dedo to kasore ta sangi ki yendun kebar chengi di semgi selwa di chawar semgi selwa di chawar semgi selwa di ni ko duje re nichewa re di yendu rigi duje singe chi dan Nichewa yinba singin di sanji gi da dodang di na yin jinju kibi tenju kawa ni sung meba re rik singin di dumaji yinba chi rwa rangshin ne rik singin di dumaji yinba chi sungba yin di da techo chasang tang gal dugu du sti yin di dini gaso re seldong sung du chukba chini shaba yina ya namshi gi seldong sung du chukba yina da rik chini rik gi gyoba dan nyuba meba chumchen di yin sung re
And the reason for this is that I say it's not very deep thinking or doesn't work, because if you so you have when the clarity aspect of when we consider the union of the clarity aspect of ordinary consciousness and emptiness, its empty aspect, then you have the union of a compounded phenomena, that is, the clarity aspect of the ordinary consciousness is compounded, arises from causes and conditions, and in union with an uncompounded aspect, the its emptiness, its absence of existence. And so the uncompounded aspect cannot, you know, be the cause for all the qualities, enlightened qualities, to arise at Buddhahood, you know, because it is uncompounded. So therefore it's kind of, you know, useless. Even though we may talk about, we may call it the gotra, the potential, but actually this is not this aspect that is doing the job. It's just the the Gotra or the potential in name only. And so the therefore the actual potential that gives rise to those qualities at enlightenment must be the compounded aspect, the clarity of the ordinary consciousness. But this compounded aspect, then if the Gotra is compounded in this way, then that contradicts the teachings, shows that the inherently abiding nature, the naturally present Gotra, the inherently abiding nature, isn't compounded. And so therefore, this Gotra that they talk about doesn't correspond to the Gotra that is spoken of in the teachings. It contradicts. It is not the inherently abiding Gotra. There is a contradiction here.
Tene chuen jurme la sanji giri su de mi ta tene chene sun de jangme mi war ma chi sun bi chum se ngoma ta konon so gi yang ngara ba de so gi yang rig de du ji ni se ka du yang ke leng gi yo ma ri rig du ma ji ran yi se ni bi chum se de da ran shin ne ri se du ma ji chuen ni ba ji ko ka so re do dang tön ji cha zang ni sun gi yo ba yin du ta kwa chim bo gi da ga so ni din den bi gi do de su gong ba yin ba yin du de ni rik di chun yin, duma jin yin sin shegi yore shegi yore de ta yin na yan di nyu sim on du ta karsu yore chik nyu sim dang se na yare gongba lendang midayu wangi chunon tsu deba tabi cheba yin na ta tende duje tal dugu du sin duje ki rik chik zani tegi ma re sin sungi yore dwa di yun di nanda ngaran tsu ki Rik singing di Nangwi cha yinba yinayare Tongbi cha yinba yinayare Ni cha Dene lungi dube ranshin chi Da shaagu yo re songre Dene lungi dube ranshin Dene duma je yi Da ranshin chi Duma je nane ya Duma je chenpo o se negi Da tanyi da dugu yo Dende chini shi hongdu Danda Mechang me kar sorry yoba ka tam ji gi den me mega se ta da me chang singin di tini tongba ni che ware ma do ni che wi tongba re ma do tongba chen bo se na tar tu gi tong ni di yin gi yo ma re de ni di san ji gi san na me ba yin so re ra di yang san ji gi sa la me ba re di yang ta lo bro wa chan lo gi yo re di na shi ran zu nam to gi nam shi gi cha di zu yang namshi gi sel cha di yang sanji gi sana me ba re ai de yang lo bro cha lo gi ro di yun di da ga so re rik seng ra ji ne ri seng lo bro wa chi ta ni te gi yo ma re de ni ye bi gi chue ji yin go re ne di yun di da da namshi gi sel cha di da me chang zam di ma lo bi chum sen di da ga so re lo bro wa yin bi chum sen gi lower magic, written in Digi Maris, and that is soon your ears on
it. So, this is as soon as the unchanging Dhammadhatu is considered to be the Gotra, the affinity, that is. Those people, those who've been refuting up to now, do consider the Gotra to be the Dhammadhatu to be unchanging, to be uncompounded. But what Mipham Rinpoche is pointing out is, even though you know they may say on the one hand that it is you know the Dhammadhatu, it isn't compounded. On the other hand, if we look closely at the way they explain it, that actually they talk about something that is compounded, something that is kind of temporary, and that adventitious. We need to understand so that the moment we talk about the Dhammadhatu being that the Gotra is the Dhammadhatu, that means that both aspects, the aspect of appearance and the aspect of emptiness, both of them are primordially spontaneously present. And so this is the way to understand. Otherwise, it doesn't work, as Mipham Rinpoche shows. That is that, you know, to start with, so we need to understand that this is it is the gotra is present as the great and compounded. This is it is spontaneously present with all the qualities and so on, and both aspect, the emptiness aspect and the appearance aspect. And this is to start with, so the emptiness aspect. Also, we need to understand emptiness correctly, and that in that the mere absence of existence, the simply, you know, not existing, this mere absence of existence is not the great emptiness. It is something that is also not present at Buddhahood, something that is still adventitious. And the and in the same way also, if we say that the gotra, the potential to reach Buddhahood, is compounded and act as a cause for all the qualities to arise, then being compounded, it is also something that is adventitious and needs to be abandoned, eliminated. And so this is not the the proper way to understand. We need to understand that the gotra actually, again, is this great and compounded, this where the both emptiness aspect and appearance aspect are primordially spontaneously present. So the text continues, therefore, when we assert that the Buddha nature is the unchanging Dhammadhatu, here it says, as soon as the unchanging Dhammadhatu is considered to be the affinity, there is first a ground that is what is designated the Dhammadhatu, the non-approximate ultimate truth, the great union of the two truths utterly beyond remaining anywhere, the meaning of the Majjhimika, which is the very thing whose essential nature is to be recognized. Or says, therefore, when we assert that the Buddha nature is the unchanging Dhammadhatu, So that is, again, those so earlier commentators that we've been, you know, positions from position we've been discussing. They, none of them, you know, said that the Dharma Dhatu is that the is impermanent. It is just, you know, as a consequence. It's just drawing consequences from some of the assertions they made. Then we come to see that actually, in actual fact, they were talking about something that is impermanent. But they all consider, they all say that this the Dharma Dhatu is unchanging. And but then Mipham Rishi says, okay, but the moment we talk about, you know, in changing Dharma Dhatu, we talk about Dharma Dhatu, we need to be clear about what we're talking about. So we talk about this, the basis of designation, this common term, the Dakpeshi in Tibetan, the basis of this designation. To explain what this refers to is the basis on which we give a name to something, that is the actual thing. For example, in the case of a vase, we talk about vase. But what is a vase? A vase refers to this actual thing, which is has the capacity to carry the water, has a kind of roundish kind of shape in the belly and so on. And so this is what we talk about. This is the basis of designation, what we call the basis of the actual you know, object, which is has a, you know, as it says in the definition, flat bottom, round belly, which can perform the function of carrying water. So this actual thing is the basis of designation. So we need to, and so when we talk about vase, then all vase refer to these kind of objects. And objects which are totally different from that, which don't have these characteristics, cannot are not called a vase. They cannot be called vases. And so it's the same. So the basis of designation here is what is it that we're talking about when we talk about Dharma Dhatu? We need to identify that clearly. When we give this conventional notion, this word, this label, Dharma Dhatu, what is it that we're actually talking about? And Mipham Rinpoche says it is the actual ultimate, the great indivisible union of the two truths, the actual Majjhimika, utterly beyond any resting place. So this is not the approximate ultimate, but the ultimate in itself, the actual ultimate, which is the great indivisible union, the indivisibility of the two truths, this indivisible unity of the two truths, which is the actual Majjhimika, about the meaning Majjhimika, or the actual Majjhimika, the real, the middle way itself, which is beyond any kind of extreme, any kind of resting place.
Nagla nebigi two dezo, sumstasung it hamarwa, hamar de net hamzang as a mik tulne, then nagla nebigi two dezo, sumjusasung it hanashi, tongre, jevare. The tong the oda de slare, some devina, ho maimba chila, imba some devar, bet tuber, dinashi chini, namrang big it and them demba de rigres and some devina, maimba chila imba, tuberes on it. Then a sumjusasung it nagla ne two it all.
So if you cannot recognize the Dhamma Dhatu for what it actually is, that is the ultimate in itself, the actual ultimate, and consider it to be only the approximate ultimate, then it is like you see monkeys in the forest but hallucinate that you are in the presence of the gods of the heaven of the 33. So that's the example is given, you know. Even though so Dhamma Dhatu actually what it refers to is the ultimate in itself, the actual ultimate. Yet what you see is the approximate ultimate. And so it is a little bit like, you know, you go into this this dark forest, and then there you see monkeys, but then you think that you're seeing, those gods, those beautiful gods of the abode of the 33. And so, it's a good example of being a bit delusional, isn't it? That you think you're seeing something, gods, when actually you just see monkeys. And so it is the same also. You think that you're seeing the Dhamma Dhatu when you're just seeing the approximate ultimate. So you're not really seeing the thing itself, the thing that you're thinking of.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Те мун нигу жүрдэ басра чөйн майын баши намдан бэги тэнэм дэм бати та чөйн ресэнэ сим тэни ди чөйн марва марэте та чөйн ресэнэ нэзэ мачэ дэ тэни мун нигу ги жөя регио марэ мун нигу сөйди тарл дагва ниги куди тэ санди ги кутар туба дагва ни денги ку ранжин намда да лугур дива там чэ дан дали кудела кутар туба дела когден тар туба дела дагва ни денги кусэ мун нигу сэ ра та dit hobi ki juto kare na do rig ding gorwa rig di diva dal do di tagwani cha do di ngoni ku cha di ni di ko dima ki bubla ne ngoni di ko ju cha gi ra odi ngoni ku ki ju dia ka so re ne ngoni ku ju re se ne number sha ba kun tar na wa re ta bu thong ma re ma do ne ma ni se ra sun ju sa sun gi lal chu wa na se re
And so we see we mistake the troop of monkeys in the forest for gods of the realm of the 33, and take what is not the Dhamma Dhatu as the Dhamma Dhatu, and consider that this the Gotra, this affinity or potential for Buddhahood, we consider this to be the Gotra, the potential for Buddhahood, and consider that this can be the cause for the Svabhavikakaya. To explain this a bit, the Svabhavikakaya is the result. At Buddhahood, we reach the Svabhavikakaya, this akaya of the Buddha, which is free of the, which is endowed with the two purities, the naturally abiding purity, and the purity, which is the freedom from the adventitious obscurations, and so this svabhavikakaya, endowed with the twofold purity, is so the result of the path, and the main cause for this svabhavikakaya is the jik, the gotra, the potential. Now, if we don't understand what the jig is, then which is like taking monkeys for gods, in the same way also thinking that the jig is actually the approximate ultimate, then that won't work. This approximate ultimate is just cannot act as the cause for svabhavikakaya. It is not possible. Because the way it is, the way we understand it, is that it is when the adventitious obscurations that cover the jik, the potential, are eliminated, then it becomes fully manifest, and manifest as the svabhavikakaya. So this is how it is understood. But then if you have just a mere absence of existence, then if you misunderstand what the Dhamma Dhatu is, if you misunderstand what the Gotra potential is, then also the whole you won't be able to understand this whole process of enlightenment, how it is possible that this Rig act as a cause for enlightenment. It is not possible. So you need to be clear about actually what means by Dhamma Dhatu. So maybe we'll leave it here for today, or almost, because I have actually a question for you. My turn.
The cursor, and the pitch had one. Two is taller, and now so two is taller, since it doesn't get hard to ask any. Candidate, some of the candidate legged doors and all. Then the sister of the ace. Penango, cursor, Tacta and drill to us, drill to us in general. The carcena, Tapa de Tauda de Ovache, Deni cursor. Now I didn't find me, but you didn't find me. Come on, so those part of the was to me, the drill the wood to my era. Didn't I see it, Jenny? That didn't want you drill ready to some drill to bet to my era. Didn't I see Jenny? Then they bet the Latin digitic throw the tonsa re, candidate sent. And then candidate was sent it.
So I want to ask you about this example, you know? Of, you know, you go in the forest, you see monkeys, and then you think that, oh, gods of the 33. Is that example works for you? Is that, you know, what do you think when you hear this example? Do you see what happens? And then let me finish. And for example, you know, the traditional example we use in this case is something like, you know, the colored rope that you think is a snake. And so you have this colored rope that kind of looks like a snake, you know, and then you have this condition where you don't have so much light. So this thing that kind of looks like a snake and there's not so much light and things, so you think there's a snake there. But is that the same? Is that the same kind of impression that comes to you when hearing that other example of the monkeys? Imagine you're walking through the forest, you see monkeys, and then when instead you see gods of the 33. Is that does that work the same way for you? Or?
Yeah.
I think with the monkey example, that the emphasis seems to be that you're mistaking something that's quite inferior for something really great. That's the sort of sense that you get. You think you look at something that's quite low and you think it's really really great, and that's what that example seems to be, at least to me.
And what came to mind, actually, I like the monkey example a lot. And what just came to mind, in Central Park in New York, there's a penguin house. And in the penguin house, it's like a 3D diorama of Antarctica with ice floes and lights and air conditions and climate. And when you go inside...
I'll let you translate that into Tibetan.
Drava de la Tulgirimatuzani, Madame de Tulshi Marva. ena jik den rechini pa tops gal dro de was piu ji tu piu khaji ji de nan di la re de sene sam na mi nyoba da jer ma de de sher ta jira wa pa dro de was la na piu sing de ga mo sing jira de no ji tam dra u ji la tul ba gi e sha go yo re sa ta ma so thak ta da bu ji na pe dra u yer ko di gi ko ha de le bu yo re
That's just raising this point because the main point here is to see that, you know, it's an example for when you see something that is that you take for something else, and usually it's when, you know, those two things are quite similar. You don't, you know, that's when you get a little bit, you know, deluded. And so this is the meaning, that this is the way we should understand this example here. And, you know, in the case of the colored rope and the snake, they're very similar. And, you know, when it's dark and you can really, you think you're seeing a snake, and because they are very similar. But here in this example might not be so clear, because, you know, when you see a group of monkeys just, you know, hopping about, then unless you're completely crazy, you won't think that you're seeing gods there, you know. So everybody is kind of clear about that, or those are monkeys, and you don't, you know. But so that's... that's the meaning here. That this is what we need to kind of be clear, is that this, because they look alike, you know, and then we mistake one for the other.
Ta ngi chor nang da ji shewa inar wa ngi chi la ba ta na sing na pha tha ri mu jin nga zo kar sa re la da ma den de di di kar sa kan de ti do ko kharo pang ga chi na den de ti ni do ma chi wa kar se ta bi yang pyo gi de so gi nang lo na den de chuk chi ma yong ge timba da den de gi ki ma ni ya den de thyen sha ju chi ba so ro thyen ju chung chi ba ji nang ta ri mu ni da de ba so ta de sing na 신나게 나로라 많이 봐지. 비우드 신동 강라에서. 다들이 이제 잡아 소비라 된대리. 딱건 된대 텐션이 더 줄어. 신나디 봐 팀바 잡지 통. 되니 니 나론 다 텐션하지. 그럼 하다 오지. 인타르 모두 된대지네. 딱가서 출발 면도 봤어. 등하는 즉 전황서로 된대다지 용도.
맞아. And so now I'll share with you also a little bit how I relate to this example, and this for me, I feel like it's like when you're seeing like monkeys in the forest in the distance, you know, because the way that, you know, gods are usually depicted, and especially in Tibet, you know, like they're above the clouds, and, you know, in this really beautiful setting and things like that. So if you walk towards the forest and then you see, and then because the monkeys, you know, they climb up the trees, so they can, you know, emerge a little bit above the trees, and so you see them, you know, kind of being floating in space, something in the distance there. So that would be more like, you know, I think that would be the way I would, I don't know, I think that the example, kind of, that's what, it evokes for me.
So the...
So when you see in the distance, you know, and you see those monkeys, and you feel you're a little bit, you're deluded, and you know, there's this delusion. You just take some, you make this mistake, but otherwise, you know, just plain, you know, just see a monkey there, and then you instead you don't see the monkey, you see a god. That is not really, you know, being mistaken at that, you know, at that level. So.
Di chung di da kebi ki pe singin di zulu goju pe yu rwa di yun di pe korang la ya pe samlo karso re tangan di zilang ki chung re
So in the teachings there are a lot of examples, but you need to be always, you know, clear how the example are used, you know, what is it that they try to bring, the kind of meaning that they try to bring forward, and so it is important to really think about the examples also, and to reflect about them, and try to really understand, you know, in the context that they are used.
Yeah, then. Sunam di tamje zibani doni ni pedanam bajesh. Jiga no jibanun rumai zibin zulem jo
Yes, Pedir.